Sagt die Gemara, darf Kufjut sein mit Beis, bei der 2 dots, 4 lines von der bottom. Kate said, Noflod Leika. So we said, the Mishnah is discussing the heter of taking out Sudas that are roy for Sudas Shabbos, a lot of safer mit Leika, even though usually we're worried about Odom Bol Amamoinoi, and even though you bring it to a Chotzer Mureves, but you might bring it through Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara said. So therefore we said you only can take Gimel Sudas. So Gemara Tonoga Banon Kamas Sudas Chai Vodom Lechol B'Shabbos. How many Sudas does a person have to eat on Shabbos? So Gemara Sholosh. 3 Sudas. Reb Chitka Oimer Arbo. 4 Sudas. 1 at night. And then 3 in the daytime. Omer Reb Yechidon Ushnei Mikra Echadoshu. They both learn from the same pasuk as follows. By Yomer Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said about the mon, Ichlu Hayoim, once it says Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, so it's the second time, Hayom loim timtzuo, on Shabbos you're not going to see the mon that fell. Loim timtzuo besode. Reb Chitka Sova, in the weekdays, of course, in the weekday there's no chiv suda. Oh. Shabbos is a chiv gimel sudas. You're right, the mon fell on the weekday also. But the pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hayom loim timtzuo, you're not going to find it, and ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom Hashem, don't save it. That was what he said on Friday, that you're not going to find it on Shabbos. Obviously, the mon fell every day, so there's no chiv suda every day. You're asking, he's mevarning. He says, maybe there's a chiv suda every day. Zeichel mon. No, it's the Shabbos that we said, the nest that loitim tzuo, and it remained, it fell pishnayim on Erev Shabbos. The hayoim in this pasuk. Reb Chitka sova, hanit loso, you write it said 3 times. Abahanit loso hayoim levami urto. It's referring to the daytime besides Friday night. Because it says hayoim loitim tzuo. But meaning in the Shabbos day, you're not going to see it fall again. But it doesn't mean that you don't have to have another chiyuv suda at night, so it ultimately ends up being 4.
What's the chiyuv for the night?
The pasuk is only enumerating the 3 times in a day, but there's also a chiyuv at night. Like every day you ate 2 sudas. The Rabbanon Savri, Bahadi Uta. Rabbanon say this pasuk is referring to with the night, so it's ultimately 3. Now the chiyuv sudas that we have, gimel sudas, some want to say it's a deraisa from this pasuk, from the hayoim. Others say it's an asmachta ba'alma. It's machlok zushonim. Now the gabi the chiyuv anoshim and noshim, so pashas it's a chayva for anoshim and noshim likewise. So either it is because afin hoy ba'oisa nes, Ran says, the woman part of the nest of the mon. The Ramban wants to say that no, that we learn from zochav v'shomer. Just like the mechuyev in Shomar, in keeping the Isur Shabbos, the mechuyev in Zohar, and this is part of the Zohar. Yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'schira. So a mele day, they're mechuyev in the Isur Shabbos. The question is, could you be yoytze mini tagimo for what's called the Suda? So we know pas means the Suda. So the Ramban says that you can be dievet, you can be yoytze mini tagimo, but others say the Rosh and the Tur bring that it's only Suda Shlishis. By the 3rd Suda, b'diavad, you can be yoytze also without washing, with eating minit tagimo or with peiros. But the first 2 Sudas, that is the main thing that has to be dafka b'pas. What do you say? Why should we differentiate? It's the same posik. That's a big discussion in Achronim. How do you differentiate? It's 1 posik. So we're mechalik between the 3rd Suda and the 1st 2. Toysim psochim, dafkuf aleph, says or 2 be'etzim, that the 3rd Suda is more kal. Zogdi mo tenat, noflot leka b'lel Shabbos. If let's say the fire fell on Friday night, and before you had the Friday night Suda, so Matzila Mazik Gimel Sudas. So we see clearly 3 altogether. Now like a Pchitka. My love, the loy ochal, you didn't eat yet. So come on, loy the ochal, we're talking about that he ate already. So the taki, you let us save 3. After you had 1 at night, the 3 remaining. Shachis, if let's say the fire fell Shachis, we're assuming it means before you had any Suda in the morning, Matzila Mazik stay Sudas, you let us save 2 Sudas. So Gemara, my love, the loy ochal, he didn't eat yet. So Gemara, loy the ochal, again, we're talking about that he ate already. So it's like a fall together like a b'chitka too. Ben mincha matzilim al zesuda achas. It's assuming that he didn't eat yet, shal shudas. And it says you're only allowed to save 1. My love, loy ochal. So Gemara, loy, it's not a shtira to a b'chitka. The ochal, we're talking about he ate already. And he's still allowed to save the 4th. Zog the Gemara, v'am yitkoni seifa. Rabbi Yossi, oyme lo ilo matzilim al zesuda achas. Rabbi Yossi says, it's irrelevant if you ate or not. On Shabbos, it's Roile Gimel Sudas. You're always allowed to save 3. So Michalal de Tanakama Gimel Svirle. So we see the discussion at 3. Discussion is never 4. And on Machvaita, Masis in the Loich Abchitke. You're right. The Mishnah is like Abchitke that says you have 4 Sudas on Shabbos. Zog du mal, warte tonight. Bishi, yesh le mozen, shtei sudois. This is the gabi the din, the mission in peya. When do you take from the kupa of tzedakah? So, mishi, yesh le mozen, shtei sudois. If someone has the ability to afford for himself two meals, lo yitol min atamchui. You don't take from the tamchui. Tamchui was a big ka'ora that the gaboyin used to go around with food that they collected from people, and they were mechalak to aniyim, two sudas a day. So someone that had his own two sudas is not allowed to take from the tamchui. Let's say someone has mozen arbosrei, he has 14 sudas a week, that means two a day. So you're not allowed to take lo yitum in a kupa. You're not allowed to take from the soup kitchen, the kupa. Kupa was actually mois that they were mefarnes aniyim. And Rashi says that these were aniyim b'nei toivim, meaning they were in a higher status. They were more; it was more of a zilza for them to receive from the tamchui. So they received once a week from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. They received the 14 sudas. Same cheshbon, just for them, it was a zilzal to receive daily. If you have 14, you don't take from the kupa. If you have 13, you do. Zok mamani. So this is like neither. Here it says it's two a day, including Shabbos. 14 sudas. Is according to the Rabbanu, it should be 15, according to the Chitka, it should be 16 a week. Zog the Gemara, I Rabbanu Chamsri Haven, it should be 15. I Rabchitka Shitsri Haven, it should be 16. Zog Ma Lo'ilam Rabbanu. It's Lo'ilam according to Rabbanu that you talk have three. The Amrin Lei, we tell the person, Mai the boys la mecha ba fuke shabbato. That which you want to eat on Motzah Shabbos, Achle b'Shabbato. That means utilize your meal that you were going to have post Shabbos, meaning Mlava Malka, and skip the Mlava Malka and use that for your Sudan Shabbos. So, Al Kaponim, don't eat it at night. Eat it earlier, so you don't need enough. 14 can do. Zagmol Leim Rabbonim Leim Chitki Al Kaponim. We see that it's Rabbonon Shita and not Reb Chitki, because we see it's definitely not four sudas. So no, you can say the same thing to Reb Chitki. I feel it to Reb Chitki. The Amrin Lei, we tell him, by the boys to make b'mal Shabbato, that which you wanted to eat on Friday before Shabbos, wait, hold your horses, just have breakfast on Friday. Achle l'urta, eat that at night, and then you can survive. So you expect the person to after breakfast to fast the whole Friday day until evening, especially in the summer. Elo zokti gemara, you're right. This is a new shita. Homani Rabbi Kivihi. This Mishnah that says 14 is enough for a whole week is a Kivihi shita. The Omar asay Shabbat chachol val titzrayach lebrius. Meaning, make your Shabbos like a weekday. Don't be mitzvah lebrius. Meaning, just like in the weekday you have two sudas, on Shabbos also don't have more than two. Al tzitzah lebrius. Make your sudas Shabbos like sudas choil. Not to be mitzvah lebrius. So lo'olam, there's no raya in the Mishnah and Peya. If it's like Rebchitko, like Rabbonon, it's b'shitas Rebbe Kiva Amaro. The Mogen Avraham wants to bring a raya from here. That, what's the choir of the raya? Maybe take your two sudas and split it into three. All you gotta do is split your suda, take whatever you were supposed to eat for suda number two, and split it in half, and now you created a third.
And have enough to split.
Oh, so Zok Magen Avraham, that it's better to eat two sudas that satiate you, to have enough, than to have three sudas and not be satiated by two of them. That's his raya. Otherwise, the Gemara could have said, split it into three. If I says no, you have to be satiated. Not satiated is not called dead yet.
You said that Mlava Malka earlier. We said that. So what's Mlava Malka?
You're right. Ain't a chenami in a situation like this. Rashi says over here in Duma Maskel, Achle b'Shabbato, that you mevatel Mlava Malka. In order not to be mitzvah lebrius, you're not mechuyev. So Rashi, lo'olim yisadom shulchonu b'motzei Shabbos, lo'olim yishud ha Mlava Malka. Hanimi l'man de'efshalei. You could. It's not a chiv d'raisa, but the point is, don't put yourself out and receive handouts in order for you to mekayim something which is chatchila, to make a Mlava Malka. Meaning this din of Mlava Malka is if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, then taki not mechuyev. Tosafos Bavons, that when we said b'mincha matzilin mozen suda achas, it's mashma from here that the zman achila of suda shlishis is only from the zman of mincha l'mailo. It doesn't mean you physically daven mincha, it means the zman of mincha. Because it says, b'mincha matzilim ozer shalashudas. It's mashmah that the zman of mincha. Meaning the ideal time of shalashudas is after the zman of mincha. Now, sometimes we taka have shalashudas in the morning, and we do it, we split the first suda by shachris. That's if Erev Pesach chal is b'shabbos, or Yontav Sheni, the first Yontav is on Shabbos. So you want to have the earlier suda early in the day. But the ideal time is taka after the zman of mincha. Others want to say, it's only Ramban says, a derech b'nei odom to eat that way. Doesn't mean that it's a chiyav dafkum zman mincha. So he discusses, if it's a brachah shen etzvichi, if you take it in the morning and you split the suda, so is that considered a brachah shen etzvichi or not? Others say that no, the Rosh brings, if you're doing it for Kavod Shabbos in order to have another suda, that's not an etzvichi. We lemaisa split the suda, we make sure that it's a hefzik in between if we split the suda by shachris. But the point is, it's not a brachah shen etzvichi, Dr. Rosh, because I'm tzvichi for a purpose. My purpose is gimel sudas. Zog the Gemara. We don't give to an oni that passes from city to city. The kikar is a loaf of bread that is acquired for a punjan. A punjan is a coin. Midalat soyin, when the rate of 4 soyin of kemach is the value of a sela. Now there are a punjan is 1/12 of a dinar, meaning it's 48th of a sela. The point is, this is the shear that this kikar can be split into two sudas. Nois, so this is what you give him. You give him at least this kikar, which is two sudas. Lon, if he decides to sleep overnight, so we give him more than that. Nois noi panosas lino. You give him panosas lino. The Gemara is going to say soon it means a bed and a pillow. Vim Shavas, if he stays over Shabbos, Noitzlem Mazen Gimel Sudas. So we see clearly, Shabbos is 3 Sudas, not like Reb Chitkia. Leim Rabboni, even like Reb Chitki. Zog the Gemara, no. Lo oy, lo Reb Chitki. Going to Ika Suda Bahadei. The person is traveling with a Suda. Tamrin Alei, we tell him, Hodika Bahadoch, that which you have with you, Achlei. Eat that Suda that you're coming with you, eat that Friday night. So now it suffices if we give you 3 Sudas, in order to have Reb Chitka's Dalet Sudas altogether. So it ends up being, you'll taka have like Reb Chitka, you'll taka have 4. In fact, the one that he has with him is in order to use when he travels, when he leaves again. So Gemara, no. The Malavino lay Suda Bade. We taka give him another Suda. Besides what we give him, we also give him another Suda when he parts. So Mele ends up being, L'Oilam it's like Reb Chitka. Zog the Gemara. My panosas lina. What's his panosas lina that if he decides to sleep? Omrav Papa, Purya ubeisadya, which is a bed and something to place under his head, which is a pillow.
Zok digamo ton rabbonon, ko'oresh ocha ben arvis. If a person has plates that he used Friday night by the Suda, medichon lecho ben shachris, you'll have to wash them off in order to use them for the next day's Suda. Meaning it's not an Issachar Chana when you're washing them, because it's not for the weekday, it's meant for the next day's Suda. Shachis, if you had a Suda Shachis, Medichon Lechol Ben Mitzrayim, you'll have to wash them for the afternoon Suda. Mitzrayim, Medichon Lechol Ben Mincha, you can have them for Suda Shlishis. Mina Mincha Ve'elach, Suda Shlishis, Shuv Eina Mediach. Don't wash out Suda Shlishis, because it's going to be Achana for the next day. However, Aval Koises V'Kitoinios, if you have cups, if you have those type of dishes that are constantly used with tzluchiyos, mediach v'hoylech kol hayom kuloi, those you can wash the whole day. Why can you wash them the whole day? L'fisha ein kval ashtia. A mensch trinkt the ganze Zeit. Obviously, if you benched already and it's after shkia, you can't drink. But we're talking about if it's after mincha, even though you had a suda, the dishes that you use for suda, you don't know how to wash, because it's tachona. Masheng in cups. Cups you always have. You always tell me there's not enough cups by the coffee. Yeah. Cups come in allemal nutzen.
Yeah.
Always ein kvalishtia.
Tosafot over here in the bottom, the masal lefisha ein kvalishtia, he bavorns and he says as follows.
That when a person is fasting, the bottom Tosafot, mikan yesh lumach b'laylak shiroitza l'sanes l'mochar l'achar chila, av b'shen yochel lechol, because unless you made it tonight, you're still going to eat. And the fast starts in the day, there's always a zman for shtia. Shtia not mesalik daiter from it. Tosafot wants to say that the question is ain't kvala shtia,
Vehegedele shchiach yayin, where yayin is not shchiach, so even though you salik daitim in a yayin, but memayim you never misalik yourself. So this one say that stuff could be a mayim, so you kovin atzman l'shtiyah, they would kaveh themselves for l'shtiyah after the suda, so then ain't kval l'shtiyah, but they don't not. Tais once said that the Rivon once said that even after a person woke up, his mutter lishto is al pi Yerushalmi. He did not want to be mekel because the ma'aseh is not behind in the shas. So let's finish the last gemara. Zok the gemara. Om Reb Shimon Pazi, Om Reb Shimon Levi, Shum Akapora. Kol mekayim shalosh shudas b'shabbes nitzel mishalosh puraniyos. Whoever's mekayim gimel sudas is nitzel from three puraniyos. What are the three puraniyos? Michevlo shel Mashiach. He saved from chavle Mashiach. Umedina shel Gehenem. He saved from dinah shel gehenem. Umemelchemes goig umagoig. Michel shel Mashiach save al chayoyim. It says over here Shabbos hayoyim. The gimel sudas we learn from yoyim. Uksiv also, and it says by chevlo shel Mashiach hinei anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu Novi. So it says hayoyim. Hinei anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu Novi lifnei bo yoyim Hashem. It says yoyim. So we compare yoyim yoyim. Midinah shel gehenem uksiv al chayoyim. It says by Shabbos yoyim uksiv osam by Gehenem yoyim evra hayoyim ahu mimelchemes goigum magoig uksiv acha yoyim uksiv hosam biyoyim bo goig. So you're saved from these three things. Zogt ma omer biyechlem shum biyosef kol ma'anik za Shabbos. Whoever's ma'anik Shabbos, he has he's mekayim they never cross the Shabbos oinig. So noisloy nachlo b'li mitzorim. He gets a Yerusha without any boundaries. And the Mishabura brings the Geshem and Beis Deis, if Oinik Shabbos is the Raisa Drabonon. It's a pasuk we learn from Ishaya, but is it the Raisa Drabonon? Is it more than that? Zog di Gemara Shenemar, Oz tis anik al Hashem, vikavticho al bom se oretz, vichalticho, kuf yutches of a Beis, nachla is Yankov avicho. We have a nachla like Yankov, loik avrom shekosu bei kuma isalik ba oretz l'okol l'rochbo, which is a boundary. Veloik yitzok shekosu bei kilucho l'rach etan itzko l'rotz o'el. That means Nachla Beloy Mitzorim. Stop over here at the top of Kuv Yud Ches Amud Beis.